Until the Day I Die by Emily Carpenter. Performed by Jess Nahikian, Kate Orsini, and Patrick Lawler.
I was the one who insisted on the going away party. Surprising exactly no one, I'm sure, because of how colossally bad an idea it was. In fact, I have no doubt they discussed the issue behind my back in the days leading up to the dismal event. Just another instance of me forging blindly ahead, I'm sure they all agreed, trampling underfoot good sense, prudent measures, and the basics of self-care. Proof positive that I was in dire need of a break. Case in point, Shori, my daughter, didn't even want to go away. Instead of accepting her scholarship and going to college, fulfilling her late father's wishes, she wanted to stay home and work at our tech company, Jax. Additionally, the venue left much to be desired. For cost and convenience's sake, I'd planned to have the party at Jax's office. Our startup, which launched a personal budget app, is run out of a funky loft space of a defunct department store in downtown Birmingham. The building is located smack dab in the middle of the Birmingham Civil Rights Heritage Trail, and all day you can see groups of tourists retracing the steps of Martin Luther King Jr. and the protests he led. Possibility and hope fill the air. At least they used to, before Perry died. But now, 5 months later, the place never fails to put me in a dark mood. When I'm there, I feel like a scuba diver trapped underwater, desperately trying to fight my way to the surface, all the while knowing my oxygen is running out. I love my job, but I hate the daily reminder of what I've lost. So, not the best place to have a party. In my defense, no one tried to talk me out of it. Sabine, my ever-loyal best friend, assured me everything would be fine. "Shori will have a great time," she said in that soothing yoga instructor voice she uses to persuade me to do things I don't want to do. "She may be the CEO's daughter, but we all consider her family." I believed her and relaxed. Sabine has that effect on me. Behind my back, people call her the Aaron Whisperer. A somewhat embarrassing but fair assessment. Truthfully, I don't know how I would have survived Perry's death without her. She's been a lifeline for me, at work and with Shori. Sabine sent out the evites and ordered all the food, enough for the 15 Jax employees and the handful of friends and family Shori was inviting. Sabine said decorations were no big deal, just some flowers and Auburn swag to spruce things up. She even offered to take Shori shopping for a new outfit. I tried. I truly did. I plucked my unruly eyebrows, made sure to pick up my old workhorse black dress at the cleaners, and got my nails done, fingers and toes, for the first time in months. I had Shori's gift cleaned and wrapped, a delicate band of emeralds that my mother gave to me when I went away to Auburn.